Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Well, the eve of the Rose Bowl is officially upon us. The quarterfinals of the college football playoffs getting going tonight. And actually, you can hear that action starting over on 910 ESPN at 4 o'clock. It's Penn State taking on Boise State, a 4:30 kick on ESPN in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl down in Glendale, Arizona. But of course, the game that everybody listening, I would assume, at least here in the Portland metro area and all over the world listening on the Odyssey app and on YouTube as well, cares about would be the Ohio State Buckeyes matchup with the Oregon Ducks, undefeated, number one in the country, taking on the Buckeyes again in a rematch for this season in the Rose Bowl. What a crazy road it was for Oregon to get here, and an even crazier road for Ohio State, having to play in the first round of the college football playoff, not able to get into the Big Ten championship game, and allowing Penn State to after that loss. Well, Ohio State's still back here facing Oregon, in control of their own destiny once again. It's a little bit different of an Ohio State team, though, Will. We can talk about the differences between these teams, you know, back and forth. Who's there as compared to before? We'll get into, like, Jordan Birch being on, you know, Oregon's defensive line back there, as opposed to the center and, I believe, left tackle for Ohio State being out. So there's a couple of big additions and subtractions that these teams got to talk about, but we know that these are two of the best teams in the country. Ohio State favored by 2.5 at this point. That line has not moved, and Oregon, Ohio State's total is 55.5 points. So at least just looking at the numbers, I would say Vegas assumes that it's going to be a pretty big score on both sides of the ball. It's going to be a close game, but they think Ohio State's going to get the win at least right out, or at least outright.
I'll tell you right now.
Get the win from the start of trying to make these odds.
I'll tell you right now, I think that it's going to be so high scoring.
Really?
Have you gone back and watched the original game?
Yeah.
There are so many points left on the board,
yes,
and they still put up 63. And that's from both teams.
Well, I mean, right? how many field goals did Oregon have to kick instead of scoring touchdowns? It was, well, I believe, two or three, right?
It was two, and then they still left, like, they left points on the board in those spots because one of their field goals, I think Sappington ended up kicking, like, a 40-yarder. But remember, the one, they got stopped on, like, the 5-yard line of Ohio State. There was only one touchdown scored in the entire third quarter. There is so much meat left on the bone, but it's on both sides. Ohio State, if you get a third down and you keep a drive marching instead of having to punt the ball back to Oregon, there's points on that drive.
Yeah.
Right? If Will Howard slides 2 seconds earlier, there's points on that drive. If Jeremiah Smith doesn't push off, there's points on that drive. And I know that's the same drive as Will Howard waiting too long to slide, but what I'm saying is there were missed opportunities by both teams to get points here. So I love the over in this game. I love the shootout feel that it's going to have.
Okay.
I still think, and this is where it gets kind of weird, of like, defense wins championships. But the difference is back in the day, right? And Anthony Newman talks about this all the time. Back in the day, a key stat for a defense was how many yards you gave up. And if you didn't give up many yards, that usually meant you didn't give up many points. But nowadays, with the passing offenses and how prolific they are, I don't care how many yards you give up. I remember Oregon last year when they took on Washington State. Cam Ward threw for 400 yards in that game. If you just looked at the stat line, you'd go, wow, Washington State. And I said, I'm not going to show you the score. Cam Ward, 400 yards. Bo Nix had like two.
I would say that Washington State beats Oregon by upset. A lot. Yeah.
Oregon blew them out of the water. They blew them out of the water. So the key in this one is going to be which defense gets the key critical stop.
Okay.
Which defense is able to get that turnover and actually get it to go their way, unlike in the last game where Bosa gets the interception, yet they still say it's a completed pass to the tight end, right?
Yeah. One of the plays that could have gone the other way or should have, yeah.
100%. I trust Oregon's defense to get the stop more than I trust Ohio State's defense to get the stop, and it's because of the matchup on the D-line versus the O-line, Oregon's D-line versus Ohio State's O-line. Oregon is going to be better than when they played Ohio State the first time. Ohio State's offensive line, best case scenario, is the same. That's the best. If this offensive line, which they haven't shown this, can run the way that first original group offensive line came out and was running, they were running at like 4 yards a clip. They were really cruising. If they can do that, best case scenario, it's the same O-line as who Oregon took on the first time. But now it's a stronger defensive line for Oregon because they get Birch back.
Quickly, to respond to your first point about limiting big plays, Ohio State's actually one of the better teams in the country at doing that. I do believe they're first overall in red zone scoring percentage. They just don't allow a lot of scores down there. And they're also really good at limiting those big plays. They're fourth in FBS in explosive play rate allowed. And you see in that last matchup between Oregon and Ohio State, a lot of that success for Oregon, you just mentioned it, Will, it came in the first half. They put up 22 points, 285 yards. They moved the ball so well because Dylan Gabriel had time in the pocket. He was able, I don't think he was sacked that game at all.
He was not.
Ohio State did get to pressure him a little bit. They had, looking at the numbers per True Media, 36.1%. pressure rate, though, as we just said, no sacks there. And it was one of the only two games this season where Ohio State didn't record a sack. So you talk about the differences between these two teams. So Oregon's offense is really good. We know about all their wide receivers and their tight ends, and we know about their 200 running back attack in Noah Whittington and Jordan James. We're actually going to get into a positional breakdown between the two teams coming up here in just a few minutes. But, you know, talking about like Dylan Gabriel trying to make big plays against a team that is really good at limiting big plays, Will, I do see a possibility where this game does become a shootout, but to do so, I do believe Oregon's going to need to be much more successful at the run in this game than they were in the first game, Ohio State. What say you?
Well, they were successful. They just did it in a different way.
That's okay, that's true.
Like, if I was looking at betting props, I want to think, I believe Dylan Gabriel is 18.5 rushing yards. I'd slam the over. Will Howard's like 12.5 rushing yards. I'd slam the over. I would expect both of these quarterbacks to add into the plus one run game. And that's where you're going to see them try and put the defensive ends of both teams, who are both extremely talented. Jordan Birch and Mateo Uyunglele on Oregon's side. And then Jack Sawyer and JT Tumalau. And I butchered that name.
It's okay.
And it's
just call him JT.
It's going to be fine. Both teams have two of the more elite defensive ends in the country. So how do you attack them? Well, you make them choose. And then when you make them choose wrong. It's the beauty of the zone read game. Mm-hmm. Hey, put JT in a spot. Put Sawyer in a spot where he has to choose the running back or the quarterback. And then have an option behind, right? Coach Stein has shown a lot in his time at Oregon that he has everything has an extra option. And he's going to dictate what he wants to do against or against the defense. The difference between Dillingham and Stein is Stein wants to dictate, Dillingham wants to counterpunch. You're going to bring a blitz? Well, I have this blitz beater here. You're going to sit back in a zone? I'm going to have this option here. Stein is going to say, hey, that's fine. Your defense is set up in that way. I have a better option out here, and I'm going to take that option. Your defense is set up to stop the run. We're going to beat you with the pass. Or we're going to outnumber you at the point of attack and still beat you with the run, even though you're set up for that. Dylan Gabriel in big games this year, when you've needed him most, that's when he's added in his legs.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect Dylan Gabriel to run around a little bit more in this game. If Oregon is going to win and do what they need to do offensively, the O-line has to show up. The beauty is this O-line, aside from your two games against teams from Idaho, has shown up. You made the switch at center week two. This offensive line was the third or second best offensive line in the country this year.
Yeah.
They only lost to Army when it came to the Joe Moore Award. So I like Oregon's ability in this game to run on Ohio State. But don't expect it to be Jordan James got 20 carries and ran for 85 yards, and Whittington got 8 or 9, and he ran for 30, right? That kind of is what they were doing in the back half of the season. They were just pounding those two running backs. Don't be shocked if Jordan James has 40 to 50, Whittington has 20 to 30, and then Dylan Gabriel's in there with another 30 to 40. Expect Dylan Gabriel to add in his legs in this game.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I see that happening. I do also see with the way Noah Whittington has kind of grown into, you know, being that power back for Oregon and kind of giving them that second option in the second half of the season that you were just talking about. Well, we're rushing for a lot more. You look at the first game when he only touched the ball three times in the backfield. That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, more of a rushing attack, more successful of a duo, you know, between Jordan James and Noah Whittington, because Dylan Gabriel, he's going to be out running. I'm assuming that they're going to need a man to spy on him. I would hope Will Stein has already drawn stuff up to force that on Ohio State, but I think that they can be successful getting Jordan James and Noah Whittington involved together. I wouldn't mind a lot of two running back backfield sets. I think that's something that you could probably screw with Ohio State a little bit on. All right, we got to get out to break. Let's continue to preview this matchup in the Rose Bowl between Oregon and Ohio State. We've got some comments from Dan Lanning to get to, see what he had to say about the team at Rose Bowl Media Day yesterday. We'll also go position by position to see which team has the advantage in the Rose Bowl. It's 12:50 on the Fan.